Such a Shabbos, we're starting to say Slichas. So a little bit, I'd like to explain you what Slichas is about. And maybe we'll also touch on Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah also may have some similarity to Slichas. So I actually saw one of the Svarim there, Vadi Yosef, was once giving a Shmuz before El to the Svardim, because you can imagine they say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh El. So it's a 30-day Slichas. This year, people complaining, it's a long slichas, it's a week and a half. The Sephardim do every year 30-day slichas from Rosh Chodesh El. Chabad brings down such a halacha. So he gave chizuk like this. He said a mashal, that there was a fellow, was a poor man, he wanted to get an appointment with this rich fellow for a loan. He wanted a loan, a $10,000 loan. And he kept going to his office, and the secretary says he'll be available later. Kept coming back and forth. Every time he said he's busy, he can't see him, he can't see him. This went on for 30 days. After 30 days, the secretary says, fine, you got to go and see him. He comes in after 30 days, and the guy says, I feel so bad, you tried so many days. You know, I'm not only, and I'm giving you $10,000, I'm going to give you $15,000 as a matana. For all your effort, you're trying. So this poor man tells his friend that this guy gave him, you know, this $15,000. He really asked for a loan for $10,000. So he decides his luck also. He goes to this rich man and he says to him, can I have a $10,000 loan? So he says, get out of here. I'm not giving you a $10,000 loan. She says, I heard you my cover. You gave him $50,000 when he asked for a $10,000 loan. He said, he came for 30 days every day. What can I do? He came for 30 days. You show up one day, you think you're going to get a $10,000 loan. Person that comes every day to Rabbi Shalom, that's how he learns that if you come every day to Rabbi Shalom, eventually he'll give you what you want. That's the way you want to learn. So even though this is just a mashal, it has a tremendous impact on Hilchas Tefillah. The Gemara tells us, Kavil Hashem, Chazak V'yam Mitzlemecha V'kavil Hashem. If a person sees that he's not answered in his Tefillah, the Gemara says, daven again. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 Tefillahs. The Medrash says, he davened by Kiminyan Ba'aschanon to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Sforim point out, if you look at the Pesukim in the beginning of Ba'aschanon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Toysef Oid Ladaber, right? Don't continue speaking anymore. The Rebbeinu had to stop him from speaking. He had a mandate, he had a dictate. At Sivu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they stopped davening. That means, he would have davened one more tefillah, he would have broken through. He would have broken through. You know, the Svarim are very busy. You think that he sat there, he went to the Kaislam Ravi, you know, people do this 40 times, to Kaislam Ravi. 515 tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pnei Yeshua, Mesechus Brachas, Damat Beis, explains those 515 tefillahs was the time when Klal Yisrael went to Sichon Oig and he saw they already started going into Eretz Yisrael. So he davened every day, three Shemoneh Esrei a day. And every tefillah they davened, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can he go into Eretz Yisrael? And if you make a cheshbon, the Pnei Yeshua makes the cheshbon there. Now we're not going to go through the cheshbon. He makes a cheshbon from the time of Melechus, of Chemechemes Sichon Oig, till Zayin Adar is 515 tefillahs, exactly. If you don't count Shabbosim, you don't count Musaf, you guys are cheshbon. He makes a cheshbon 500. That's the way the... So the 515 tefillahs weren't like Stam. He got up and did 550s one after another. It was his regular Shemoneh Esrei. Every day, regular Shemoneh Esrei. Another one. Sometimes people feel that they're davening the same Shemoneh Esrei, so one of them are going to gain. Every single Shemoneh Esrei you do breaks through eventually. There's a Sefer Padas Yosef and Parshas Vaschanon. The Chassam Seif actually makes a different cheshman than the Pnei Yeshua. And the Chassam Seif's cheshman is, his cheshman is from Mei Meriva, that's when he got, and he makes a cheshman that the last tefillah would have been the Ilah. He makes a cheshman 500 tefillahs would have stopped at the Ilah, and the Rebbeinu Shem told him, Al Toysev Oid Ladaber. Because we know the Koyach of the Ilah has a power, the Koyach of the Ilah. There's a Meshach Chacham on Parshat, I think, the Tzom Ha'yelech, that says that the Ilah can break and give anything, even the barrier of Chil Hashem. Which Chil Hashem, Chazal tell us in the Gemara Yuma, the Rebbeinu Shem is not Meichel in this world. And Moshe Chochma says a Chiddush that even Ne'ilah has a koyach even to break the Aveira of Chil Hashem. But nevertheless, Al Tosef L'davon, Moshe Rabbeinu had a mandate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was not a davon to Tfilas Ne'ilah that year. But he would have davened Ne'ilah, would have broken through, so he couldn't daven Ne'ilah. That's what Chassam Seifer learns. But nevertheless, we see, and this, let me explain to you now a little bit in halacha, a little bit what slichas is exactly. There's a kasha which you can ask on the slichas. There's halacha brought down the slichas, the Ramah brings down. The beginning of the slichas, the Ramah brings down that A person who davened slichas, he should daven the tefillos of that day. It's a shayla the ma'ariv before, or the ma'ariv afterwards. Pashtas, it's the ma'ariv before, and you daven. At least the person who davened slichas should continue davening all the tefillos of that day. What? What? For not listening to what?
Hashem said,
don't. So he listens.
And if he would have stopped one more time, then he would have had to make up for that.
So okay, but he's still with the one. You get, now is not the time for it. A person davens, he'll get something even if he doesn't deserve.
No, but then he'll have to make up for that. He still won't go because he'll need to do an extra 515 for not listening to that.
No, that's a separate thing. For not listening to Akash Baruch Hu, who says you have to have tefillahs for that? For the one that's exer against you, tefillahs work. It doesn't say tefillahs work for doing. He was did a chil Hashem, not listening. It's a big difference. Now is not the time. Okay. Al Kaponim, the Ramo brings down that the Alechi is, Ramo brings down, the person who davens slichas should daven the whole day. The question is why? What's the reason why the fellow davens, the person who davens slichas for the Omet, he should daven shachris or the rest of the tefillahs of that day? Why? So the Levush has a very interesting reason. The Levush gives the reason is because the used to be the meaning was the person that davens slichas for the Omet, he fasted that day. Imagine, he fasted that day. So because he fasted that day, so he's a better person than for the Omet. A person that's fast, he has another extra schus, which other people don't have. When you have a shlich tzibah, there's lists of rules what a shlich tzibah is supposed to have. Avada when I'm a hakav, especially our shlich tzibah is called a shatz ara, it's not a shatz kava. Yom Nerom Grada, we try to be makbid on all the rules of a shatz kava. There's rules. But definitely as a maila, he's fasting, the Levush learns. Because he's fasting, that's why he davens. That's Levush. But the Magavram gives an interesting reason. The Magavram says that the reason is, this is in Tovkuf Pei Aleph, the Ramah is in Tovkuf Pei Aleph, the Ramah says that because Amaskal b'mitzvah amalei gemar. Amaskal b'mitzvah amalei gemar. Because he started the mitzvah, he has to finish the mitzvah. This is what the Ramah says. So this idea, what does that mean? Maskal b'mitzvah amalei gemar. What does that mean? First of all, every day, every Shabbos, the fellow who davens shachris, does he daven musaf for the Amet? Right? He doesn't have musaf for the Amet. So may I maskal b'mitzvah? No, that's not just what we do. The Gemara Mishnah talks about. Harishon oimed morid is a Mishnah in Tainus. The Rishon says morid, stop, is shoyel, the Sheni is not. The analogy, from the Mishnah is already, you see there was a Rishon and a Sheni who davens for the Amet shachris and who davens on musaf. And the Zman HaMishnah. Well, oh! So slichas, very good. You're going to tell me when it's two different mitzvahs. So slichas, what shaykh has slichas after shachris? Huh? Is it slichas part of shachris? But now, let me look at, let's analyze what slichas looks like. The Svarim, the Levush, and others bring down, if you look at analyze slichas, you'll see it's a miniature tefillah. We have Ashrei, you have Kaddish, you say, look, Shema tefillah, the Yud Gimel Midas or Rachmim, or Kenegra Abakoshas. And you finish off with Kaddish Tiskabel. There's no tefillah that you finish Tiskabel, except for Shachris, Mincha, Musa, Ma'ariv. But tefillah, you finish Tiskabel. We say Tiskabel, so Loisan, Ivulusan. That means it's a miniature, its own tefillah. So it should be no worse than Shachris and Musaf. But now not. During Rosh Hashanah, we don't do it. On fast days, you don't say Tiskabel on Slichas, right? On fast days. And this, you say Tiskabel, a separate Tiskabel on the Slichas. So if you see that it's own unique tefillah. If anything, a lot of people do Bashmoros HaBeker, the Zman of Slichas, the Zman of Shachris, are really not related to each other. It's people today can't get up early. But Bahamas, if you look in Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Tachnun and tefillah, but we say Tachnun and Slichas, and the reason why we say Tachnun and Slichas Erev Rosh Hashanah, because the Slichas belongs to the night, so it doesn't have the din of Erev Rosh Hashanah, Gabba Tachnun. Right? There's a whole vikuach. We have a bris during Zman Slichas. So we have a bris, a knock of Tachnun. There's a knock of Tachnun from the bris, from the Slichas Tachnun. Also there's a knock off. Many points it doesn't knock off the Tachnun of Slichas, because that Slichas doesn't belong to the morning of the bris. It belongs to last night. It's Ashmeres Aboik is the language we use. Right? At least the first Slichas, most people do Ashmeres Aboik, they do after Chatzos, on Matzah Shabbos. That's also a Nidm reason. Because we say, we're trying to bridge the two together. But definitely, the Zman of Slichas, the Zman of Shachris, you can't have a Shachris, Bashmeres Aboik. You can't. Even Terach's Minyan. Right? There's such a thing called Terach's Minyan, before Nates. right? It's Terach's minion. But that's Alois, so Mishiach or whatever. But it's not Ashmor Zaboyke. The Ikas Slichas is Laila, right? It always bothers me that people wear Talaisim for Slichas, you should know. It bothers me because it's not a Zman of a Talis. The Shlech Tzibur is a different thing. Shlech Tzibur is a Talis. But people wear Talis, most people today wear Talis by Slichas. I never understood it better. Because Slichas is a night filler, so the look is not with a Talis. The look is not with a Talis. It's a personal thing I have. Right? But the people, the tzura of tefillah is taka atifa. So maybe that's what it is. They're trying to do. Moshe Rabbeinu was nisatif. So it is, there is some level of atifa about tefillah. But that's not, but al kaponim, we have to understand, what does this mean? Mascha bar mitzvah omer gemar. Shachris and musaf, we don't say the same person, damas l'omet. And slichas and shachris, we say. What is that? This is not my kasha. The binyan shloima, which is written by the Baal Cheshik, back of the Gemara, of a Cheshik Shleimer, of Shleimer Katz. The Binyan Shleimer and Simon Lamed Zayin asked this Kasha. But it makes the Kasha even stronger. The Kasha is like this. We know in Masechta's Yuma, the Gemara tells us, a lot of you have learned Masechta's Tomid. You know there were 13 Kayanim involved in the carbon Tomid every day. 13 Kayanim were involved. Why? The Gemara in Yuma tells us why the God, right? In order, because Rav Om Hadras Melech. If you go to Chassidish Bris, which I was won by this morning, so they make extra kibbutzim. I got a kibbutz from going from after the sandik to give it to the Baal Brachas, right? They're looking for more kibbutzim. More people involved, right? That's how it goes, they show, right? Sometimes you do more kibbutzim, you end up insulting more people. But that's a different shmooze, right? But definitely, some people like to make more kibbutzim, and the reason is because let people be involved with the mitzvah. More people involved in the mitzvah. It's called Reivam Hadras Melech. So really, I don't even have myself clear. When is the rules of Rav Hadras Melech? They want everybody involved. And when is the rules of a Maskel B'Mitzvah Amalei Gemar? When is these rules? And this is really what the Ben Yishlema brings this kasha up. I tell you how the Ben Yishlema learns. The Ben Yishlema has such a wild chiddush. Why the person down with Slichas? He puts a pin in the whole Slichas. He learns based on the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah tells us the one who does Maftir, he gets Musaf. The Gemara Megillah says, why does the fellow get Maftir? Maftir is not Chashiv, right? Maftir. Today's world, the less Chashiv is more Chashiv, you know that. Today, Chris Ksuba became a very Chashiv, it's very Chashiv kibud by Chasna. Really, the whole purpose of Chris Ksuba is to be Mafsik between the Eris and the Suin. So he used to have a Shamash, he used to read it to make a Hafsik. But now, only a rabbi knows how to read those words. You hope, at least. Right? So it became, right? Because a lot of words. Haftarah by some people is a big kibbutz. In the Gemara's times, Haftarah was down, the Ketanim couldn't even do Haftarah. Wasn't such a big kibbutz. It was such a disgrace in the Gemara's time to get Haftarah, to appease you, had to give you Musaf. That was an appeasement. To give you Musaf was such a disgrace. You gave me, it's like getting Anan Zemiris, you know? It's like getting Anan to sing Anan Zemiris. I mean, that's what it was. So what is, in other words, so Zok the Binyan Shleima, Slichas in compared to Tfilah Shacharis is Kalhi, it's so light in compared to Shacharis, like you give a guy, it's a Shvacha Kibbutz for Slichas, right? So we made it to appease him, we give him Shacharis. That's how he learns. It's interesting, give him all the Tfilahs of the other way, all the Tfilahs of the according to him. But he learns, that's the reason why you give him that, and that's the reason why you give it to him. Because, he shouldn't be insulted. He will not insult people. That's definitely Shalom from here. But in other words, you give him a Shvacha Kibbutz. So we give him, that's the way the Binyan Shleima learns. It's a Chiddush, the way he learns, but that's how he learns. So therefore he says, if he wants to be Meichel, Avada, you know, we don't force a guy who's got Mafti to that Musaf. It's a Schus. So if he wants to be Meichel, which you know that Achronim have a Chakira, I saw this in the Sefer Agyeni Halacha, it's interesting Chakira, on this dinner, Maschel B'Mitzvah Omle Gemar, is this a schus, you start a mitzvah, so you have the right to finish it? Or fakert, it could be that it's a chiyuv, means that you start a mitzvah, it's a bizoyan to leave a mitzvah in the middle. So therefore you shouldn't stop in the middle. The way the Binyan Shleim is learning more, that this is very pious, and he's learning that the inyan of a Maschel B'Mitzvah Omle Gemar just means, it means we'll make you appease you. I don't know if he's trying to really answer the Magen Avraham, really. I don't know if he's really trying to answer. He's giving his own reason why we give you slichas. But the emes is, it's a chakira, what is Hamas HaMitzvah. And the emes is very hard to understand. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's really a dark emotion. Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Tov Kuf Pei Hei, Mishnah rules down that the fellow who davens Shachris or Rosh Hashanah, he should be the Baal Makra for the Tkiyas. Because he started one mitzvah, he should continue another mitzvah. And it doesn't fit in with all these lambdas. It's two separate mitzvahs, Tkiyas Shofar. And so the emes is hard to understand. He calls that like a maschal b'mitzvah. The chain, first he brings on this halacha, and then he says, b'chein, the one that is shachris, I mean, tkiyas and shachris are very not related. Now there's a brisker of that learns that tkiyas shemea kol tfilas amcho barachmim is b'dai from a rashi in Rosh Hashanah, that the tkiyas is a form of tefillah. So at least that's at least a shachris that tefillah, but not a shachris. See, maybe you can say, because really the Gemara is bothered by why we don't do tzkiyas by Shachris, and the Gemara comes out, the only reason why we don't do it is because Gezeiras Malchus, so maybe the tzkiyas do belong some level to Shachris. It's not clear. I don't understand pshat in this Orchas Chaim it's quoted from, the Tarka Moshe brings down, Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Why the one that we're not like that? We don't have the guy down the Shachris, that's Baal Makra. But Slichas, the our place is still makrit on this Mishnah Berurah, that they'll make the person dam slichas dam shachris. So may not be an optional thing, maybe a bezoin. A maskam a mitzvah on the Gemara, maybe a bezoin. So I'll tell you another vort in what there's a vort brought down the Sefer HaRekedim from the Soloveitchik from Boston, the Bostoner. So he brings down an interesting vort. What's that slichas? And with this, he also learns, maybe he learns the Ela also similar to this. Halacha is like this. He wants to say, like this. Bamira, he wants like this. Ikin yomish l'slichas kagdoma l'chol tefillas hayom. And it's called a tesefes tefillah. It's an introduction to tefillah. That's what slichas is. And more than just introduction, as we started today with, there's an inner of reboot tefillah. There's an inner of reboot tefillah. He says, the reboot tefillah, so if you do the introduction, you got to do, he wants to say chiddush. If a guy davens slichas and somehow the rest of the day doesn't end up davening, he won't even get schar for slichas. Slichas is nagdoma to tefillah. He wants to learn, and since it's nagdoma to tefillah, so you can't do nagdoma without doing the main, right? You don't have the entree without the main course, right? In other words, that's what it is. It's just an entree. He learns. This is that's how he wants to learn. His yisoidis, and he brings a raya like a bani'ila gets. Bani'ila, if you look in the Rambam. In Parak Aleph al Hulchas Tefillah, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, "V'chein tiknu tefillah achat tefillos mincha somech l'shkes chama." He's talking about Ne'ila. B'yom atayinus, right? Well, that was on a fast day. K'dei lahoisif tchina v'akosha. In order to daven more, me'atayinus. So what do you see? He says, the Rambam is teaching us that Ne'ila is something called ribu tefillah. That's the yisoid of Ne'ila. And that's what he says. If you look at the Yishami in Parak Dal Atayinus, soid tefillos Ne'ila, you learn from the pasuk, "Gam kisar betfila enena shemea mikan shkolamar betfila enena." So the side of Ne'ila is ribu tefila, and the side of slichas is akdom. It's also a type of ribu tefila, but it's less. Even though the tzura of slichas, as we mentioned earlier, seems to have tiskabel, seems to have its own tzuras at tefila, but somehow he calls it akdom to tefila. It's like a ribu tefila, so it's like you can't have ribu without having the other one. You can't have ribu without, you know, there's a whole vikuach. If a person has, the Gemara has a whole shayla, if you have enough, a korban, so you only have one korban on Shabbos, should you makrev it for Shabbos, for Tomit, or should you makrev for Musaf? The Gemara has a shayla, right? So one of them, before Shem, I'm bothered by, how can you makrev it for Musaf? Musaf means I had first a Tomit, then I had the Musaf. You can't have a Musaf without a Tomit. And if you look at really what a Musaf is just taking the korban Tomit and repeating it. That's it. Maybe on Yom Tov you can have a different... Yom Tov's Musaf is a different than a Shabbos Musaf. But what do we see from here? That the idea of Slichas is ribu tefillah, and it belongs as an introduction to the other tefillahs. And the Ilah is similar. It's called ribu tefillah, means you're doing one more tefillah to get through. One more tefillah to push through, especially like we said earlier, the Chassam Sofer. So it comes out now, very interesting halacha. What happens if a person wakes up, the last, he went to sleep on a nap, during his break on Yom Kippur, right? In some places they have a break. So he had his break, and he wakes up a little late, and there's 10 minutes left of Yom Kippur left. He has a choice, either daven mincha or ne'ila. Which one should he daven? Which one should he daven? Interesting shayla. So in the dirshu they bring down from Chaim Kanievsky, avada, he should daven tefillas mincha, because mincha is todir, and therefore he should daven mincha. Not so pashit. I'm saying not so pashit means in lomdus. This is, he brings on Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Sicha. Tell you, it's interesting why it's not so pashut. There's a whole vikuach in the Achronim. What happens if a person slept through the whole Yom Kippur, the last day, I missed Mincha Ne'ila? Is there Tashlumim on Tfilas Ne'ila? The guy missed Ne'ila, right? The guy missed Ne'ila, is there Tashlumim? Do you have to make it up? So it's Machlekes. The Prima Garden holds there is Tashlumim on Ne'ila. And the Chidor and Machzik Brach holds there is no Tashlumim on Ne'ila. And the Vort is, the way we said, if you learn it's a Ribu Tfilah, it's just another Tfilah, Tashlumim, it's too late, it's over. Musaf, Avar Yoy, my bottle carbonate. So if you look in Hilchos Shabbos, you'll find the interesting Shaila there. In Hilchos Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah brings down. If a person has, it's not the last 10 minutes of Shabbos, he can have Mincha Musaf, which should he daven first? So the Mishnah Berurah paskens, you should daven Musaf. Why? Even though Tadir Mincha is Tadir, Zog the Mishnah Berurah Svara, it's not his Svara. He says the Svara is because Musaf there's no Tashlumim. And Mincha is Tashlumim. If you're going to learn that there's no Tashlumim by Ne'ila, so then it'll come out, if you left, to the end of the day, you left 10 minutes to daven, either Mincha or Ne'ila, maybe it'd be better to daven Ne'ila because there's no Tashlumim according to some. On the other hand, could be this is worse, because Ne'ila may not shayach without a Mincha. It may not be called Ne'ila without the Ribu Tefillah. Maybe it only comes after all the four Tefillahs. So it's not so poshut. Even though we have in the Dirshu today, you have a clip, you should actually daven Mincha. But then you're going to have to now go to the other shot. It so happens that the stipler paskin, like the Prima Gadim, the stipler actually paskin, his father paskin, the tradition brings down like the Prima Gadim, that there is Tashlumim on the Ilah, so maybe in that family, hell, it wasn't a Shaila, he's going with his father Shita. But the other Shevet Halevi and others hold that there's no Tashlumim on the Ilah. So according to that, it would be very misupik what to do. So anyway, this is more, as we say, for academics, of course, it's never going to be in the Gale. But at least the theme has to be that you realize every tefillah you do, you chip away a little more. And you can be zeicha. If a person does ribu tefillahs, eventually, even if he's not zeicha, and even if there's a decree against you, you can actually, through the ribu tefillahs, you bang and bang, eventually, you'll break through. And you'll break through even if you're not zeicha. And that's what you have to look at. So even in a year that you have a little longer slichas than previous years, you have to realize that the Rabbi Yishai has a cheshbon why there's more tefillahs. Maybe this year we need more tefillahs to break through, and there should be zoichat akas to say that our tefillahs should be miskabel barachamin, which is zoichat aksivah chesivah teva. Okay.